South Africa has witnessed a surge in anti-immigration protests and attacks targeting foreign nationals in recent weeks, as tensions over undocumented migration continue to escalate. Several foreign nationals have reported incidents of intimidation and assaults, with many fearing for their safety ahead of the planned nationwide demonstration set to take place tomorrow by March on March on the 30th of June. The protests have largely been driven by groups demanding stricter enforcement of immigration laws, arguing that undocumented migrants contribute to crime, unemployment, and pressure on public services. However, government officials, human rights organizations, and civil society groups have cautioned that frustration over illegal immigration should not result in violence or vigilantism against foreign nationals, including documented migrants, refugees, and asylum seekers. VOC News speaks to numerous foreign nationals who have spent years in South Africa to build a sustainable life for themselves. Software developer Kamil Suleiman, who is an Ethiopian national and has been in South Africa for 22 years, has his honours in astrophysics and space science at UCT, a master's in electrical engineering, and before arriving in South Africa, a degree in physics and math. He describes himself as very lucky, as he was able to work 5 days after migrating to the country. He explains that when he arrived in South Africa, he brought with him the skills, qualifications, and professional experience needed to contribute to the country's economy. His story speaks to those who argue that many migrants fill positions that require specialized expertise or are difficult to recruit locally.
I graduated on June 13, 2008, and right after the Youth Day on June 17, 2008, I started working because I got a scarce skill work permit, and then I got a permanent residency later based on, you know, the scarce skill category. I came to South Africa in January 2004, which means 22 years, because I won a scholarship to study astrophysics and space science. Honors in astrophysics and space science at UCT, because I already had a BSc in physics and math from Addis Ababa University in Ethiopia. So when I finished my honors, I furthered my education, and I received a master's in electrical engineering also at UCT, specializing in wireless communication. Since then, I've been working as a software developer in different technology companies and teams.
Suleiman explained that he became involved in a verbal exchange while discussing the challenges South Africa is currently facing. During this conversation, someone remarked that anyone can be South African, adding that this was part of the country's problem. Suleiman said he has not personally experienced any physical attacks or severe acts of discrimination. However, he noted that he has been subjected to occasional snide remarks and negative comments from South Africans.
The most recent I remember, I think it's last year, and you would be surprised, actually the person wasn't black, it was a colored person, and there were two other people with us, a white lady and a white man. So the four of us were, having random discussions about the economic struggles and crimes in South Africa. And, you know, everybody have their own opinion. And, you know, I thought it was just a friendly environment. And this Muslim guy said something like, you know, something so shocking. He said, the reason we are failing is because, you know, as South Africans, we haven't defined what being South Africa is. I said, anybody can come here and be a South African, whether they are Italians or Ethiopians. And I was shocked because of all the countries, why did he mention Ethiopia? I felt so insulted because, you know, I think he wanted to attack me because, you know, I just came in and got citizenship and used up the opportunity in South Africa. I think that's what he meant, you know, and things like this can be frustrating, very upsetting, but it doesn't always happen. As I said, it's rare.
Amid growing tension around March on March movement, who have been criticized for its rhetoric and protests, often portraying foreign nationals as responsible for crime, unemployment, and pressure on public services. He expressed that the march scheduled for the 30th of June is rather unfair. He details why he feels the march is unfair, while acknowledging the legitimate grievances South Africans have, but noting this should not be addressed with violence and vigilantism.
The March on March movement, I think, is very unfair from different perspectives. First, when they say illegal foreigners, you know, we all know that they mean illegal black people who are not South Africans, because we all know that there are foreigners from the UK, foreigners from, you know, Ukraine and many other countries. One could argue, oh, because, you know, Ethiopians, Somalians, Nigerians, Zimbabweans are too many, but, you know, Europeans aren't. But that's not true, because it's not about number. Let me give you an example. You know, South Africans struggle to own homes, right? One of the reasons in the center of Cape Town properties are expensive is because, you know, dollar versus rand, or euro versus rand, or you know, the pound versus rand is strong, you know. Therefore, Europeans could afford to buy properties in Cape Town while they still reside in the UK or they live in South Africa. But, you know, the people from the UK are considered expats when we are considered immigrants. And I think that's unfair. The other unfair element is generalization. You know, foreigners, you know, being accused of selling drugs, selling, you know, expired food, or stealing jobs, etc. I think that's unfair. You know, as I mentioned, you know, there are Nigerians or Zimbabweans or Ethiopians who are positively contributing while, you know, they are earning a living in South Africa. We all know about, you know, white on black racism. Now it's even depressing to know black people dehumanizing fellow black people. South Africans have got legitimate grievances. There are a lot of painful, you know, parts of the economics, like there is so much unemployment, lack of opportunities. There, it's true that some foreigners are involved in, you know, destroying society. I don't appreciate myself, you know, drug dealers, for example. A fair thing should have been laws are crafted and enforced, not vigilantism. I appreciate certain authorities and leaders speaking against attacking foreigners. But certain people with power and responsibilities, you know, you can, it's very upsetting to see them being silent on, you know, clear injustices.
A single mother, Ronia Magaya, a Zimbabwean national who has been living in South Africa for 20 years, is a self-employed hairdresser who has built her livelihood through years of hard work. She believes it is deeply unfair for foreign nationals to be told to return to their home countries after making significant sacrifices to establish their lives and contribute to the South African economy. She stated she worked hard to build a future year, and that many nationals have sacrificed so much, and it is painful to be told to simply go back after everything invested. Her sentiments come after one of the key arguments challenging the rhetoric that foreign nationals are stealing jobs in South Africa. Many positions occupied by migrants are difficult to fill locally due to labour shortages, low wages or specialised skills. At the same time, many undocumented migrants also work in low-skilled informal jobs that South Africans are often unwilling or unable to take under the prevailing conditions. This suggests that the employment landscape is more complex than the simplistic claim that migrants are taking jobs from South Africans.
To be honest, I was never employed in any, but I created my own job. I work as a hairdresser. I had my own space where I work and produce for what can sustain me and my children. I'm actually a single mom and we've done it doing all on my own. And I work with my own hands and I'm not employed by anybody. And I find it very unfair that poor South Africans are saying we are taking their jobs and we should go back to our country. I find it very unfair. And, you know, we try to be, most people have tried to be documented, you know, going to Home Affairs, try to get papers, trying to get everything right. Sometimes there's a delay. Sometimes you get it. Sometimes it's all those delays. And but I believe as a black person or even foreign nation, everyone deserves to be given a chance to work in a foreign land, because what makes you to leave your country is the office. Is a situation where you just came for greener pastures and to survive, but not for anything else. Yes, some are employed because they want to work. If you want to work, if you apply for a job and you work hard, I believe everyone has the chance to get that opportunity. Whether you're South African, whether you're a foreign national, I think we all have the chance to apply for a job. But the majority that are really affected is people that have created their own jobs, people that have their own shops, that put money together, find a place to rent, put some groceries, where they start supplying people with groceries and all that. I don't see that as something that they took jobs from anybody, but they are just trying to get a living. I find it very, very, very unfair. But, well, we are here. We are here. There's nothing we can do. We are just here.
Sabira Muhammad Hussein, a Somali national who has lived in Cape Town for most of her life, says she often feels as though what she contributes is never quite enough. Despite the skills and services she has worked hard to develop, she sometimes feels overshadowed by the idea that she's not fully accepted or valued as she is. Still, she remains committed to finding ways to add value and make a meaningful contribution to the community she calls home.
My family came here seeking safety and an opportunity to rebuild our lives. So it was first my dad who arrived here seeking safety, and then we came after him. And Cape Town is a place where I grew up, where I studied and became part of the community. I'm recently a teacher and I'm pursuing my honours degree, and my aim is just to continue growing in education and humanitarian work, and also to contribute positively to the community. My main focus is to build a meaningful life through service, learning and helping others wherever I can. There have been moments where I felt judged or treated differently simply because I'm a foreign national. It can be painful when people make assumptions about your intentions or your presence in the country. And what I've noticed is that this is generalization that foreign nationals are taking jobs, but in reality, many of us are simply trying to survive, work honestly, and support our family. You know, we study, we work, we pay rent, and contribute to the community just like anyone else does. And at times, xenophobia does take a toll on your mental health, not only on your sense of belonging, but also on your mental health and your emotional well-being. It creates this constant feeling of being questioned, out of place, even when you are doing your best and you're trying to live honestly and contribute positively. And at the same time, I do believe many of these challenges do come from socioeconomics and the deeper struggles. And I think those issues deserve honest and constructive solutions that don't place the blame on the entire community. I think fairness and consistency are very important in how we treat all people. Sometimes it can feel like different groups are spoken differently, and that raises an important question about equality. You know, I do believe we need to be careful about generalizing or making an assumption. You know, every person, regardless of their nationality or their background, should be treated with dignity and judged based on their actions as individuals.
South Africans' immigration challenges are real and deserve serious evidence-based policy responses. Concerns about undocumented migration, pressure on public services, and ensuring that everyone living in the country contributes to the economy cannot be ignored. However, these legitimate issues cannot justify violence, intimidation, or collective punishment against foreign nationals. The rule of law, not vigilantism, must guide how the country addresses illegal immigration and criminality. Equally important is recognizing that many migrants and refugees are law-abiding residents who contribute to South Africa's economy through skilled work, entrepreneurship, and tax contributions. Lasting solutions will require stronger border management, fair and efficient immigration enforcement, economic reform, and social cohesion, ensuring that accountability is applied to individuals who break the law, rather than entire communities being targeted because of their nationality. For VOC News, I'm Kotha Sambo.